Good morning, friends. It's Friday here at Coast Community Radio, and this show is called Friday with Jim, mainly because my name is Jim, and I'm your host, Jim Wilkins. The Friday show was conceived for us by Lisa Smith, and is produced by Kathleen Morgane, and we're very, very fortunate to have with us in the studio today Terry Wilson, our engineer par excellence. And our task here at Friday with Jim is to talk with interesting people, and today we're fortunate to have with us Mr. Larry Miller, director of the Astoria Senior Center. Larry, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you for asking us.
Yeah. Well, usually I like to start out, Larry, with a little bit of a kind of a biographical sketch, you know, where'd you grow up and go to school and all of that.
Okay. Like you said, my name is Larry Miller, and I'm originally from Billings, Montana. And quickly, I joined the Marine Corps in 1963 and stayed with that until 1983, at which time I was released from active duty and went to what we call the Fleet Marine Corps Reserve. And I was retired as a first sergeant. And so I retired in 1983, spent 10 years in the Fleet Reserve, and then they actually released me for a real actual retirement. Since I've been out of the Marine Corps, I've been primarily an administrator. I was a union rep for school employees in the local area here for 24 years, and eventually found an opportunity to go to work at the Senior Center as their director.
Tell me a little bit about your experience in the Marine Corps. I was never in the Marine Corps, but I'm interested in how you got into that and how you think it helped you with your life.
Well, you know, I think I can honestly say I think I really owe the Marine Corps my life. I was a very young man at 18 years of age when I went to the Marine Corps. I really had no direction in life, and I actually joined the Marine Corps with two other individuals on a buddy program, and unfortunately for them, they never showed up when it came time to go to boot camp, so I ended up going by myself. And while in the Marine Corps, I spent two combat tours in Vietnam, and I spent a tour as a recruiter in Flagstaff, Arizona. I also spent two tours as an instructor with reserve forces, one in Amarillo, Texas, and one in Washington, D.C. And then the last tour I had in the Marine Corps was with an organization called Naval Security Group Activity, and we were called the Marine Support Battalion, and we dealt in cryptic type activities. And then my last tour was in Adak, Alaska, of all places. And you know, the Marine Corps really created me for who I was. I got lots of great training. I was married and moved. We moved around about 19 different places, and my wife and I found that we learned a lot from living different places and knowing different people. And we actually found that Astoria, when we moved here, is probably the first place that we both liked where we've lived. So we've made this our home about 20 years ago.
Uh-huh. You know, you mentioned something about cryptic activities.
Right.
I'm curious what you can tell me that's not state secret about.
Frankly, it was at a listening post up in Adak, Alaska.
Okay.
And listening to different types of communication for intelligence purposes.
So were you listening in on, for example, the Russians?
Certainly.
Wow. Do you speak Russian?
No, sir.
So anyway, you ended up here, and now you're the director of the Astoria Senior Center. What can you tell me about the origins of the Senior Center? How did it come about?
Actually, the Senior Center came about due to the efforts of a Catholic nun here in town. And she had put together an organization to support the less fortunate and the seniors also. And they moved around several different places in different buildings in town. And eventually, in 1976, I believe, they became known as the Astoria Senior Center. And we have been in that building down there since 1984.
Mm-hmm. What was the name of the Catholic nun?
You know, That's a good question. You put me on the spot. I think I only know her as Sister Mary, and I don't know her real name.
Yeah.
Or, excuse me, her last name.
I'm curious, from your perspective, what is a senior?
I'm a senior.
I think I'm a senior too.
If yes, sir, you are. If you look at our bylaws of the senior center,
exactly.
A senior is identified as someone who's 60 years of age or older.
Oh.
Prior to receiving the grant for the renovation of the building, our bylaws allowed folks who were age 50 and then 55 into the senior center actually as seniors, but because of the federal grant we've received and requirements of HUD, we've had to change our bylaws to read age 60 and above.
So you're really under some regulation by the government?
We are now because of the grant that the Senior Center and the city have received. It's a block grant.
Mm-hmm.
And because of those regulations, we have to follow the rules of what's identified as a senior, which they've made an exception in Oregon. Actually, the age of a senior by federal rules, I believe, is age 62. However, because of the Oregon Food Bank program, and they had a waiver to waive it to age 60, we fall under that. And so we were able to bring it down to age 60 or up to age 60.
So the Senior Center is made up of local citizens, obviously seniors. What kind of folks do you get? I mean, it's voluntary. People aren't sentenced to that, are they?
No, they're not sentenced to that. In fact, it's a very welcome place to come to. We've got seniors who are retired professors. We have retired blue-collar workers, retired very wealthy folks.
Hmm.
And so really it's made up of many, many different types of people. And we all come together, and there you'd mentioned volunteers. That's true. I'm the only paid staff, and everyone else who comes to work as a host or hostess or a board member are all volunteers.
You know, I'm involved in a volunteer organization, the Riverfront Trolley Association, and we're always looking for new recruits. So you might mention to your folks down at the Senior Center that running that trolley is, number one, it's very easy to do, and it's a lot of fun. And if they're interested in becoming involved in the Riverfront Trolley, all they have to do is call up the Chamber of Commerce. There's a little bit of training that's involved, and the schedule is you set your own. You can do it once a month, or actually last year I did it once. I ran the trolley once, but I do some administrative work there. So I guess what I'm doing is trying to recruit some of your folks.
And, you know, I'd be more than happy to do that. In fact, I believe we right now have, I think there's three of our members who do operate the trolley for you right now.
Yeah. I'm curious, what other kind of programs do you provide?
Well, at the Senior Center, we try to stay as active as possible. We don't, we try not to sit around and become an old folks home. Right now in our programs, we have line dancing. We have line dancing three times a week. We have an active exercise program every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday that the members participate in. And in that group, I would guess there's probably right now 12 to 15 active participants in that group, the exercise group. We have Tai Chi classes. We have yoga classes. We have we take trips to Safeway and Freddy's. A lot of our folks don't have the means to get to shopping unless they take a taxi. And we have a small 12-passenger bus that we take folks shopping twice a week. Occasionally we take them to Longview once a month for shopping. We have, we have bingo. Every Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock we have bingo, and folks do not have to be a member of the Senior Center to play bingo. And it's probably at least 35 to 40 people a week come down every Friday and play bingo.
Yeah.
And it's not a bingo where the Senior Center makes money. It's a bingo where people come to have fun, and the games are cheap. It's like a quarter card to play, and that becomes a pot also.
Yeah. Don't you have, I thought I read somewhere that you have jam sessions down there.
Yes, we do. Every Thursday evening at 6:30 p.m., we have a jam session. And, of course, no one has to be a member of the Senior Center to come to the jam session.
Uh-huh.
I don't go to it. However, I understand that there's approximately 8 to 12 people show up every Thursday night, and they do any kind of music that they would like to do. They do bluegrass, and they do country, and they sing, and they line dance, and everyone has a good time, I understand. It's been going on for about 2 years now.
Yeah, what kind of instruments show up?
I know that they have a gentleman who plays guitar. They have a banjo. A gentleman shows up with some type of an instrument. Perhaps it's called an Irish banjo, perhaps. I'm not really familiar with it, but we also have ukulele players and piano players.
Cool.
And they have a good time.
Yeah. So there is a piano there.
There is a piano there, and it's used.
Do you keep it in tune?
Sounds like it's in tune to me, and no one seems to complain.
Well, Larry, I know that you're in the midst right now of a substantial remodel.
Yes.
I wonder if you could, well, we'll talk about the specifics of the remodel in a minute, but how did it come about that you found funding and decided to do that?
Actually, we need to thank the city of Astoria for that. The previous city manager, Paul Benoit, had approached the Astoria Senior Board of Directors in 2013 to see if they would be interested in being a party and applying for this federal grant, block grant. And after lots of deliberation by the board and thoughts, it was a decision, yes, we're going to do that. And so that's how the grant actually came about, was because of the recommendation of the city. Now, you know that building is belonged to the city right now.
Okay.
We don't own that building. We're a tenant in the building. So we partnered with the city in applying for the grant.
So are you a 501c3 then?
Yes, sir, we are.
Yeah. I'm curious, what's the budget on the project that you're doing?
Now, because we had to find extra funding because the original grant was for $1.5 million. And after the architect put our plans together and we had a team putting the proposed building together and went out for bids, we didn't have enough money. And consequently, we had to go searching for more money. Mr. Al Jakes, who's a construction manager, works for the city. He found us another $270,000.
Mm-hmm.
So now our budget is $1.7 million, and that's what we're building the building with. And they're going to put in approximately $1.3 million actually into the building itself.
So you went out for bid with a design that was done by your architect?
Yes, sir.
Who is the architect?
It's S&S out of Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
And they've been working with us for 2 years on this design.
Right. Who was the low bidder?
The low bidder was the company that has it now, who's doing the construction now. And their name is Skyward Construction, and they're out of Ridgefield, Washington.
Yeah, you know, there's a local guy, Glenn Taggart, works for Skyward Construction.
Oh, yes. Yes, he, in fact, I believe he's the project manager on this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Glenn's father, Chuck Taggart, was a general contractor here for many years.
Oh.
But it's time, Terry, to remind our listeners that we're listening to Coast Community Radio. I'm your host, Jim Wilkins, ably assisted by Terry Wilson, our engineer. And we're visiting with Larry Miller, and we're talking about the Astoria Senior Center. Now, Larry, I'm curious, what improvements will you see due to the remodel that you're doing now?
Other than bringing the building up to,
code,
a modern
yeah.
Standard right now, it will be. We're adding several things. For an example, the old building did not have a health room in it or any place to take someone if someone had happened to pass out or needed some medical assistance or something.
So what? Before we go on, what exactly is a health room?
To me, a health room is a place that has a cot, perhaps a place where someone can lay down if they have heat exhaustion or whatever, anything, whatever need they have, where our health room will have a cot in it where we can attend to someone and call a doctor or ambulance or whatever, some place to put them other than lay them out on the floor and put a blanket over them.
Yeah.
That's one of the improvements. Another improvement is, and it's a giant improvement, is Loaves and Fishes. It used to be called Loaves and Fishes, Astoria Senior Diners, will be a part of the Senior Center. Right now, as you know, they're in the basement of the Peace Lutheran Church. And a corner of the building, the new remodeled building, will have a commercial kitchen in it. And they'll be moving from Peace Lutheran Church to the Senior Center and serving their daily meal out of the Senior Center.
Oh, cool.
And so that's going to be real convenient for the seniors of the community.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm going to get an office out of the deal.
Okay.
We've never had an office for the manager or director of the Senior Center, so we cut a small piece out so I could put a desk in there and have an office, because there are times when I need to communicate with folks, and I really don't need to do it with everyone else standing around listening to what's being said.
Sure.
People have problems.
Yeah, as well as talking on the telephone, I suppose.
Oh, yes. Right.
I'm curious if you have any kind of hospice program or you're related to any kind of a hospice program.
You know, we're not. In fact, I hate to say it, but that's a subject that's never been discussed with me since I've been there, and so perhaps that's something we should at least look to affiliate with someone.
Well, I'm just kind of imagining, being a senior citizen myself, one anticipates one's own mortality, and hospice apparently helps people deal with that. That's why I asked the question.
Yeah, and it definitely does. A couple of years ago, I had an aunt in a hospice, and it was fortunate there was one available, not here in town, but I believe it was in Longview. So I think that's something we need to have a discussion with, perhaps with my board.
Okay. What other programs do you anticipate bringing on board in the future?
Well, as you know,
with the new facility now, that's going to give you some increased options, I suppose.
Well, right now I don't think it's going to give us any increased options because of the fact that when we first started the remodel project, the plan was that it would be on two floors. It would be in the basement or mm-hmm. the lower level, and then on the main floor. And because of the budget we have and the high cost of construction, we're not able to do two floors. So we're only going to have one floor. And actually, by putting a kitchen in the senior center and being on the same floor as we were before, we're losing a little bit of space.
Sure.
I think we've put the building together sufficiently where we're not going to have to give up anything. But adding some programs right now, I think there'll be won't be very many. However, we need to find a place, we need to find a way to survive in the future, because we actually exist. Our budget is created off of monies that are earned from an endowment we received many years ago.
Hmm.
Well, so we need to look forward to the future when we can be self-sufficient. And so as a director, I have plans that I hope maybe can come true, such as really running a real bingo program, such as what they do at the Elks or the Moose Club or other local clubs here in town. That's a real moneymaker for senior centers.
Yeah.
I know over in the Scappoose area, they have a senior center that they have an excellent program, bingo program over there. I also perhaps, if and when we are able to remodel the basement, perhaps we can maybe open a thrift store. I know there's several thrift stores in town and there's competition, but I also know that other senior centers do very well with thrift stores. And so that's a way we can move forward.
Now, you mentioned that the current construction budget didn't include improvements to the basement. How much more would it cost to do what you want to do down there?
You know, I really don't have an answer for that. I know with our original budget of $1.5 million, we weren't able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And with $1.74 million, we're not able to do it. So, I really can't answer that question. I know we are going to look at it in the future. We haven't given up hope on the basement, the lower level. And I think in the future, we'll be looking for other areas where we can apply for grants, perhaps,
mm-hmm.
and actually install an elevator and utilize the basement.
Yeah, I'm just wondering whether you can't get Glenn Taggart from Skywood to come up with a budget for those improvements. You know, that's part of what he does is estimating, and it'd be good to have a kind of a firm number so you have a cost that you're looking at.
Yeah, and our project manager, construction manager, Al Jakes, I believe has been in contact or is working with him very closely, and that's probably a future subject that they're going to discuss. I know we're not going to give up on it, and it's kind of early in the construction process to start talking about the basement, but it's not something we're going to forget.
Well, during the current construction, you've obviously been unable to use the facility, so where are you meeting now?
Right now, we're down at the old Astoria Yacht Club. We moved down there, my goodness, we moved down there in January 2014.
Wow.
Thinking that construction was going to begin and we were going to be in the new remodeled building in August of that year,
yeah.
Which has not happened.
When do you suppose the current project will be done and you'll be able to move back in?
The projected completion date of the remodel project is November 30th, and we're planning on having our Christmas dinner in the new building.
Cool. Does it look like they're on schedule?
It's only been going on 2 weeks, and we haven't had a meeting yet. So I think our next first meeting with the contractor and the architect and the project manager is mid-August. So right now, I mean, I couldn't tell you if they're on schedule or not. It's actually being worked on, so that's more than has happened in the past.
Now, you mentioned that Al Jakes, who I've known for years, is the project manager.
Yes, sir, he is.
And is he working
He's
for...
He's a construction manager. He worked for the city.
Works for the city of Astoria.
Right.
Okay. Getting back to more senior centers, focus, is there a membership fee or an admission fee, or how do you work that?
Yes, there is. excuse me. We have a membership annual dues of $20 a year, and they're not prorated, so whenever an individual should join as a dues-paying member, it'll be $20. We do make an exception in the fact that if folks join the senior center in October, the fall of the year in October, November, or December, excuse me, that'll pay the dues for the following year. However, excuse me, due to the requirements of the grant that we've received, we're going to have to change our policy a bit. In the past, or right now, we require that individuals become members of the senior center because there's a lot of benefits to being a member of the senior center. we make a lot of things available to the members, such as fresh fruits and fish, and I can explain that in a minute if you like. The dues helps pay the cost of operating the senior center.
Mm-hmm.
Due to the federal grant we have received, we're going to have to open our doors to anyone age 60 and above, and we cannot require a membership dues. They'll be welcome to come in the senior center whenever they like, as long as they are the age of 60 and above. We are going to continue the membership, the paid membership, and that will support things like the trips, the bus trips and stuff like that. So we're currently rewriting our policies to address that fact, because in December when we open, we hope we open in December, the doors will be open to everyone. And so we're going to have to separate a paid membership from a guest, say, coming in the center.
Yeah, you mentioned just a bit ago about some of the benefits that accrue to your membership. Maybe you could go on to explain some more of those.
Well, and I relate to benefits such as the trips we take shopping and provide for shopping. We have a young lady, a member, she's a life member, her name is Diana Johnson, who works very closely with the Sunday market and also with the fish and game. And every year during the summertime, beginning about right now, biologists from ships that are out fishing confiscate incidental catches, such as if they're trolling out there for bottom fish and they catch a salmon. Well, the biologist on board the boat confiscates the fish in the name of the state of Oregon. And then our life member, Diana, receives some of these fish. She butchers them up, brings them down to the senior center, and we distribute them to the membership. Folks come in and get fresh salmon all summer long. As it relates to the Sunday market, when a lot of the folks down the Sunday market bring their produce to town for Sunday market and then they don't sell it all, instead of them carrying it all the way back to wherever they came from, they provide it, they give it to our person, Diana, who brings it to the senior center, and we put out a call via email to all our members saying we have fresh vegetables, fruit, et cetera. And so we make that available to the seniors on almost a weekly basis. Then, of course, we have, you know, lots of things like we have a pool table. Folks come down and play pool, and there's always coffee on, and there's always sweets on the counter for folks to come and to eat. So there's always snacks to have and coffee to have and good conversations with friends. They do things such as puzzles and pinochle and mahjong and things like that.
Have you given any thought to putting in a bar and selling drinks?
No, we haven't. In fact, alcohol is prohibited from our policy, in our policy.
Oh, that's probably cuts down your membership right there.
I don't think so. Our membership runs at about 400 right now.
Oh. Any other benefits you can talk about? Because one of the things that we'd like to see happen is more people become involved in the senior center. And you're thinking that pretty much once this remodel is done, then you'll be situated pretty well for the near future.
Yes, I believe so. It's going to be very nice. It's going to be comfortable with the layout of the new building. The remodeled building will actually have a very nice dance area, dance floor, a nice dining area for the kitchen, and a game room that'll only have one pool table instead of three as we had in the past because of the space limitation.
Yeah, they take up a lot of room.
Yeah, they really do. And so we're down to one pool table. But, you know, in the past, even with the three pool tables, I don't think we ever utilized three at one time. In fact, very seldom would ever have two of them being used at one time. So one pool table seems to be enough.
Now, we talked a little bit about your Thursday night jam session.
Right.
Do the musicians play music such that people can dance to it?
They do. And frankly, I think most of because we have a lot of line dancers, we have actually have three different periods of line dancing down at the Senior Center.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those folks come to the jam session also, and they do line dancing while they have their jam session going on. A lot of folks sing. A lot of folks just come and relax.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. I'd like to thank Larry for being with us here today at Coast Community Radio. And Terry Wilson has got something he wants to say. Terry?
Well, last winter, the warming shelter was at the Senior Center.
Yes, sir.
And I'm assuming it won't be there this winter. Do you have any idea where it's going to be?
Yes, it's going to be at the Methodist Church on the corner, right across the street from the Senior Center. In fact, they're getting it prepared now. They'll be in the basement of the Methodist Church there.
All right. Larry Miller, director of the Astoria Senior Center, has been our guest today. Larry, I really appreciate you coming by and visiting with us. I learned a lot about the Senior Center that I should have known being a senior myself, but thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you for asking us, and we hope to see you at the Senior Center. Have a cup of coffee.